This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Daddy's hosting today, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rodgers, he doesn't want to play for the Patriots.
It never works out for the Jets, and it always works out for us.
Does it?
Forgot all those Jets playoff wins the last couple seasons.
We haven't had one in 12 years.
Three Super Bowls since then.
I understand.
All right.
Today's guests, Penn State cornerback Joey Porter Jr., Academy Award-winning actor Russell Crowe, Eagles center Jason Kelce, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Facts. It is the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. We've got a great guest list for you, and you just heard it to start this program. And it'll show up sometime on our Twitter feed who's on this program. If Chris Brockman could just stop watching the Masters for 2 seconds.
Rich.
You know, I understand that. Don't worry.
Typing in
Chris
right now.
Brockman will absolutely be part of today's program, even though he's not paying attention already. I mean, we're not even on the air, and it's tough, but it's okay.
It's tough, man.
It's day two of the Masters. It's okay. You could pop that out there on our Twitter feed. It's not like we have an Academy Award winner coming on the program. Russell Crowe's on this show.
Hey!
Yeah. Are you not entertained?
I always am.
You will be, because Jason Kelce's in studio all hour three. Future Hall of Famer, Jason Kelce.
I mean, I think so.
On this program, all hour three. He is in town for what just wrapped up at the NFL Network, the NFL Broadcast Boot Camp every year. The NFL and NFL Network and the rest of a whole bunch of folks from the NFL media community converge and put 24 current and former NFL players through the broadcast boot camp paces to see if they want to do this job for a living or continue as Jason Kelce is, play football for a living and also have a career. He and Travis Kelce have a very popular podcast. I've been on it, the New Heights podcast. At any rate, Jason's in studio, live hour number three. Russell Crowe, who's got a new movie that TJ Jefferson has already said he's not going to see because he's scared to see the Pope's Exorcist.
I mean, scared? I don't know if I'd say that. Yeah, I'm scared.
It looks terrifying. I mean,
but Cocaine Bear, have at it. Have at it.
There's a reason for that, though, Rich.
Yes.
Because certain movies, right, I don't, like Freddy Krueger, Jason, they're scary, but they're not real, okay? So you can go like it. We're talking exorcisms and voodoo devils. That stuff is real.
Hold on, that's the stuff that scares me. Now, Russell Crowe plays the Pope's exorcist in this film, and there is apparently such a thing, which is what intrigued Russell Crowe to do this film. Are you telling me the bear doesn't really sniff cocaine? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm sure bears
said
do.
Based on a true story at the beginning of that film.
I'm sure bears do ski, but like I don't necessarily spend a lot of time in the woods, so that's why I'm not worried about the bear.
And hello to TJ Jefferson's best friend Michael Del Tufo.
By the way, I was up all night with the orchestra redoing the music for the golf. I was working all night.
Oh, you have new music?
We re-recorded.
You slowed it down.
I went to the studio.
Okay, so let's give it a whirl.
Not yet. You want it now?
Yes, because Chris Brockman, I assume, he's been so focused on the Masters.
Very focused.
Did you put out the show lineup? Did you do that?
I'm waiting for a picture of Russell Crowe
at Rich
right
Eisen
now.
Show? Okay, so don't let's not do that just yet.
We'll hold it.
Because guess who's taking a stroll in the woods?
The Tiger.
No.
I'm kidding.
A bear on coke?
By the way, he just sees Tiger Woods on the screen right now.
He goes, oh, Tiger. He knew. Sorry, Rich.
No,
sorry, Mike. I got excited. I love Tiger.
He's kind of like you with Donnie
the
Baseball.
The guy who's currently taking a stroll through the woods and the azalea and the pine straw, none other than Brooks Koepka, who is absolutely on a tear. In round number two, he shot 7 under par for his first round, and the inclement weather is apparently coming here to Augusta later on this afternoon. So if he can go and hide and stay dry while everybody else is battling raindrops and inclement weather, and he can go and get a low number, well, that would be to his benefit. And right now, this man is 11 under par as we're conversing with you having just parred the 14th, and he's heading to the par 5 15, and he can make some hay there, maybe fire a dart on 16 and go even lower than he currently is. He right now has a 4-stroke lead on Jason Day. That is the only individual closest to him, along with Victor Hovland and John Rahm. Again, they're 7-under par like Koepka was after the first round. He, however, Koepka will be in the clubhouse when Hovland and Rahm go out there when the rain is apparently supposed to come towards Augusta National. And Brooks Koepka, as we all know, is part of the LIV Tour. And the LIV Tour at this point last year was just, that was all that was done. I was dominating everything is who's going, who's going to leave the PGA Tour, who's already left the PGA Tour, how's the PGA Tour going to respond? We now know who's left the PGA Tour, and we now know how the PGA Tour is going to respond. They responded by shaking the couch cushions and rattling the old ashtrays in their my box. And found a whole bunch of money. So the PGA Tour players who stuck around certainly reaping benefits of the LIV players leaving for the LIV Tour.
And the thing is, Rich, at this point last year, Brooks Koepka, our first round leader, had not left.
Not yet.
For the LIV Tour. Dustin Johnson was kind of the first big active name. Of course, Phil Mickelson did not play in the Masters last year after his comments from the Alan Shipnuck book surfaced, and so it was kind of a whirlwind of speculation,
correct,
of rumors.
Cam Smith hadn't left
innuendo.
Yet.
Cam Smith, we know, didn't leave till July. Brooks Koepka didn't leave till June after the U.S. Open. So now to see where the game is right now, a year later, not a lot of these LIV guys are playing well today, you know, in this tournament, except Brooks, who is now healthy, won over the weekend at the LIV event in Orlando.
Which a lot of people didn't notice. If he had won on the PGA Tour, everyone would be like, well, look who's coming in with a whole head of steam.
Exactly.
Nobody mentioned how, you know, there's a couple of winners coming off of last weekend, and Brooks Koepka is one of them. But it still doesn't stop the media from asking all the LIV players if they're feeling uncomfortable, if there's anything awkward, if there's anything off about appearing at the 2023 Masters. This is Sergio Garcia having an interesting back and forth with a member of the media after his first round on Thursday.
How normal did it feel coming back here and playing and just concentrating on your game?
Totally normal. Yeah. Just you guys need to stop it. I mean, you guys are making a big deal out of this, and it's you guys.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, I've had nothing but great things from every single player that I've talked to. So just please stop it and just talk about the Masters and, you know.
No, I think actually, in defense, I think actually was thinking is this: you haven't had as many reps as sometimes you normally would. How did you feel coming playing this golf course because of the
I don't think you meant that, but I did play. I played 1, 2, 3, 4. I played 5 tournaments coming in here, so it's pretty good. I mean, there's been times where I probably maybe even haven't played that much coming into here. But it's usually around that, you know, 4, 5, 6 tournaments. So that wasn't the problem.
Says the man wearing his Fireballs GC golf shirt. Because that's the name of his team on the LIV Tour, by the way. I am not surprised on 2 things. I'm not surprised the question's still being asked of him.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's going to get LIV Tour questions. Sergio, you're going to get LIV Tour questions the rest of your life. This is now on your resume. But you should be at least thankful the question isn't like, you know, hey, you took all this money from the Saudis. That's not going to make him feel different playing the Masters. And he was then asked, you know, Sergio wouldn't let this reporter have a kick save and a beauty but saying, I'm just asking you about your preparation for it. It's a little different. And he's just like, well, I played 5 tournaments. Now, and the guy's like, that's what I meant the first question. And Sergio's like, I don't think that's what you meant. I'm not going to let you off that
hook. And
again,
Sergio pointed out that, I've played more recently than sometimes I had in previous Masters.
Yeah.
These guys went to LIV and told us that they wanted to play less golf.
Well, and plus, the tournaments aren't the same. It's not the same. It's just not the same. It's not the same when you're wearing a Fireball shirt and there's music and everybody's a shotgun start and there's no cut that you're making. It's just not the same. But I'm also not surprised that he's just like, yeah, there's no awkwardness here. Because if you're now a member of the PGA Tour, wouldn't you thank him? Wouldn't you thank him? Hey, money's up.
Yeah.
Life's better. I mean, truly.
And Sergio wasn't a factor anyway.
And plus, so, the same people who didn't talk to him before probably still aren't talking to him now either. But wouldn't you think if I'm a PGA Tour player and I see Sergio, hey man, how you doing on that tour? Because everything's great here.
Yep.
Right, you know. So,
as Jason Day gets to 8 under.
By the way, if you leave and go to live, can you come back?
That's the question.
No.
well, no, but if Brooks Koepka wins this tournament, and you've pointed out that everybody is wearing their Live Tour shirts, right?
And they are. They're wearing their kind of team jersey polo.
But it doesn't look
so
like Brooks is he?
It doesn't
okay.
appear so.
Okay, so let's just say, because, you know, Greg Norman has mentioned, and I believe he was not invited to this year's Masters.
Greg Norman's going to be at the Masters. He has to buy a badge for secondary market like everybody else.
Yeah, he was not given the entree from Augusta National. The chairman, Fred Ridley, pointedly remarked on that.
Okay.
And so, but Norman has said, hey, all the LIV players are going to stick around in case one of the LIV players wins. They'll all be on the 18th green to welcome them off, and assume it's Koepka right now, the way that he's playing, he'd be in the final group, just extrapolating it all out, right? Mm-hmm. And that all the LIV players will be there. Although, could you imagine if you miss the cut, are you going to stick around just for old LIV's sake? I mean, Kevin Na went out when the first just 6 holes he withdrew. Yeah. You know, there was a, what do you call it? Namas?
Yeah.
Like a little. No, after 6
illness,
holes, it was Namas.
Illness.
And so he left. We'll see how they all stick around, because it sure looks like Koepka is going to be in this mix to the very end. Could you imagine, what if Koepka said, hey, in front of all his LIV Tour colleagues, as the jacket gets slipped on him, I want to come back to the PGA Tour. What are they going to tell him? No? With his jacket? What a moment that would be.
Also, Rich, but on the flip side, right?
Then they try to figure out what you asked.
Okay, but what if it's this? How bad does it make them feel if he takes that jacket over to the LIV side?
Well, that's what they're hoping for. Hoping that you're like, wow, I haven't seen Koepka play in a while. Wow, he's amazing. I can't wait to see how he follows it up. The issue is, though, is you got to go find it. It's on the CW, which, by the way, you can see here on Roku, and you're streaming it on the CW app, and you're streaming it on the CW platforms and every other platform that has that. You got to go find it, and then you got to sit there and say, okay, is Koepka gonna beat Fireballs? You know, like, it's a different watch.
But
that's the idea, is that they're hoping a younger audience will get into this version of golf. And the team aspect and the shotgun start aspect and the zero history aspect and the not missing a cut aspect, like, they're hoping you will do that.
No,
the question is will they? I don't think so. I mean, after a while, you know, the next weekend after the Masters, you might. You know, it's Easter. You're going to go check out when's the LIV. I don't know, what does the LIV play every weekend? I don't even know. Yeah. Do they play every weekend?
No, they don't.
Okay.
They kind of play on the PGA Tour kind of off.
So when's the next LIV event? Now, this is what they also want is us to talk about it.
Yeah. See, I ask this as someone who doesn't know, but I would assume that if the PGA, if that jacket shows up on LIV, that would kind of feel like, to give you a wrestling analogy, when Ric Flair showed up in WWE with the WCW championship.
Yes.
Like, that would seem to me to be something that the PGA would have to be like, duh.
Oh, I mean, they wouldn't be terribly thrilled about it, but, you know.
They have an event in 2 weeks in Australia.
So you're going to have to figure out when you're going to watch it in Australia in 2 weeks. So that's where the jacket will be. Go check it out. You know, that's part of the drama. But no drama amongst the players, as Sergio Garcia pointed out in his Fireballs GC golf shirt.
As Brooke Koepka has,
I don't think that's what you meant.
12 feet for eagle on 15 right now.
Oh boy! And if he drops this, he didn't drop it based on your reaction.
He missed, but he'll tap in for birdie to go to 12 under.
12 under. There you go. As we hit our first break of our Friday program of Masters Friday, he will have still it's a 4-shot lead over Jason Day, but 12 under. You can go run and hide and go stay dry in the clubhouse watching everybody else battle the raindrops. And it's entirely possible Koepka doesn't pick up a stick till Sunday if you're saying Saturday's a complete and total washout. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So is everything on at Rich Eisen Show now?
We're up.
Okay, very good. Very good. Russell Crowe on this program. Jason Kelsey in studio all hour number three. Two versions of what's more likely. We've got a baseball version of what's more likely coming up at the top of hour number two. We've got a football version of it that will play with Jason Kelsey in hour three. And we'll take a break. Joey Porter Jr. when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show on a Friday. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network as part of the live stream on the Roku channel. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. One of the top corners available in this year's draft. Actually, I can say this. 3 weeks from today, at this point in time, this man's draft journey will be over, because he will hear his name on the first night of the NFL draft. The only question is when and who will take one of the top corners in this year's draft out of Penn State. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show is Joey Porter Jr. How are you, Joey?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. I am doing absolutely well. So let's talk about where are you right now?
I'm actually in Pittsburgh right now.
You are?
Yes, sir.
You're visiting the Steelers?
No, I already did my visit. I actually live in Pittsburgh, so I'm training down here.
Of course you live in Pittsburgh. That makes sense. Is that where you grew up? Is that where you have grown up, in Pittsburgh, PA?
No, actually, I was born and raised in Bakersfield, California. Okay. I moved to Pittsburgh my freshman year of high school.
Okay, freshman year of high school. All righty, Joey. So where have you visited? Walk me through your top 30 visits. Who have you seen so far?
Yeah, so I actually started off with the Steelers. That was my first local visit. And then I went to the Commanders. I went to the Raiders. Then I went to Baltimore.
Okay, so you just visited Baltimore. You're just fresh off of Baltimore. Let's kind of take it the first one. Pittsburgh, for you to be chatting with the Steelers to play professional football potentially for them, what goes through your brain when that happens for you, Joey Porter Jr.?
Just really the history of my dad and everything that he's done for the sport and for the Steelers, that just come to mind. And they talked to me about that a little bit and also what I could bring to the table. So it was a great conversation.
No, and of course, you're insanely talented in your own right, and you mentioned your dad's name. Did you meet with Tomlin when you okay? I gotta be. How many times have you met Tomlin before that, though, Joey Porter Jr.?
Are you talking about like through the process or just
in general? In general, in life for you with Tomlin?
A lot of times I can't even count. I mean, I was over his house a couple of times because I was great friends with his son.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have a great relationship.
So you grew up with his son? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
This must have been wild for you, right? I'm seriously, because again, this is a dream for you. This is your dream come true here, and the fact that you're visiting in a work relationship with Mike Tomlin potentially, that that just me must have been a little bit out of body for you a little bit, right?
A little bit, but it was a. It was great. I haven't seen him in a while, obviously, because I've been in Penn State and taking care of business, same as him. So it was a good reunion to see him and to see some of the staff there. I've been going there since I was a kid, so I've seen a lot of old faces. I already knew the facility. It was a great visit.
What's your first football memory, Joey?
My first football memory, I remember I was living in Florida for a time because my dad played for the Dolphins, mm-hmm. and I was 6 years old, and I went to my first padded practice, and I went against a kid named Sammy the Bull, and he hit me so hard, I started crying, and my dad's like, oh, yeah, you're not playing football. He took me home, and I was just begging him to let me play, and the next day, I begged him enough to take me back out there the next day, and I hit Sammy the Bull. I had a pick. I had a great practice, and that's when I was like, "Okay, I can play football."
Okay, that's when you can play football. There's a photograph that we're going to put on the screen here, and it sure looks like you're in your dad's arms in Detroit, Michigan, after the win for the Steelers for Tomlin and Jerome Bettis in Detroit, Michigan, in Super Bowl 40. Do you remember that night yourself, Joey? How old were you that night?
I was like 6 years old that night.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember. I don't remember the whole game. I remember going down there, the confetti. I remember going into the locker rooms a little bit. It was a blur, but I definitely remember some things. It was a great experience.
I was on the field that night. It was the third Super Bowl NFL Network ever covered. We just finished our 20th. And do you know who the star of Super Bowl week was leading up, even though Jerome Bettis was going home to Detroit and it was all about Jerome? Do you know who the star, the media star that week was, Joey Porter Jr.?
I do. It was my dad.
Yes. Oh, yes, it was. Do you know who he was going after? Do you remember
the tight end? The tight end. I don't remember his name.
His name is Jeremy Stevens. Oh, gosh, did he just light him up? And we had him on NFL Network pretty much every day, and he was great. I've known your dad for a very long time. And do you have that in you as well, or you have a different style and personality for you?
I'm more laid back and calm off the field, but when I'm on the field, I definitely kind of have that in my game. I love to talk trash. I feel like that's part of my game, and it brings joy to the sport a little bit.
What else are you bringing to the NFL, Joey Porter Jr.? Team drafts Joey Porter Jr., they get. Fill in that blank for me.
They get a top dog competitor that's gonna bring it every time he steps on the field.
And what else do they get in terms of the X's and O's?
They're just going to get a guy that's ready to play, a guy that's going to be held accountable for his mistakes, and really just trying to get the respect in the locker room. That's the biggest thing for me, because that's how you earn your respect from your peers, is just to come in and work hard every day.
Joey Porter Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who did you meet with at the Combine? Who'd you chat with?
I chatted with a lot of teams. I think it was 23 teams total.
23.
It was a long list, to be honest.
Man, I mean, that is, again, and one of the reasons why I bring that up is a lot of people think, okay, guy goes to Combine, does an on-field drill, that's the end of it. How long was your day at the Combine? How long was that? You're laughing.
It was a very long day. I was mentally tired every day. But I feel like they're doing that just to get us ready and prepared for what we got coming. And I kind of knew that leading into the Combine. My dad was always in my corner telling me about this. So I was ready for the moment.
Mm-hmm. And so you met with 23 teams at the Combine. Who are you meeting? Walk me through between now and draft night, which is, if I'm not mistaken, 20 days from this conversation. What do you got for me?
I have Carolina coming up next, and then I go to the Saints after that, and I end it off with Philly.
Carolina.
That'll be the end of my 30s. Yeah.
Carolina, Saints, and Philadelphia. So when you go visit with Carolina, do you say, yeah, I'm the first overall pick? Do you say those words out loud? Joey?
I don't come out and just say that, but if they ask me, then I'm going to definitely say, yeah, I'm the first overall pick.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like in this sport, you got to have that kind of confidence. And if you don't, then I don't know why you're in this sport.
That's right. You got to speak it into existence. We just did that.
Of course.
Okay. So where are you going to be draft night?
I'm going to be in Kansas City.
You'll be in Kansas City. Okay. Yeah. And so who's going to be with you? Walk me through the Joey Porter Jr. plus what? Plus 20? What are you, plus 15s? Walk me through who's going to be there that you think of.
I got it. So my dad's actually was born in Kansas City, so we have family down there.
Wow.
Kind of like a full circle type thing. So I'm gonna have everybody down there. It's gonna be a lot of people.
So who's handling that for you? Who's handling all that for you?
My mom.
Of course. What's your mom's name? We've mentioned your dad a million times.
Yeah, my mom's name is Christy Porter.
Okay. So what does she mean for you? What's that moment going to be for you and your mother? Again, we've been talking so much about your dad. You bear his name, you're a junior, but what's the moment for your draft going to be for you and your mother, Joey?
Oh, man, it's going to mean a lot. She was one of the main reasons why I'm here today. She was always in my corner. Everything didn't go right at the beginning, but she really stuck by my side and helped me through this journey. So I have nothing but love for my mom, and I'm thankful.
So she's handling the tickets and handling all the logistics for you. That's what she's doing. Okay. And then what about the wardrobe? Is that all picked out already? You got that?
Yeah, that's picked out already.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got for me? Anything?
I can't tell you right now. It's going to be a surprise on draft night.
Okay. So you're going to wear Michigan colors? Is that what the surprise is? You're going to wear maize and blue? What do you got? No?
No, I'll never put on that color.
Come on now. Okay. Come on now. I don't know. There is some maize in the NFL. You might have to. I mean, if you're a Charger, for instance, and there's a lot of mock drafts that have you landing there, you know, it's powder blue, but sometimes it's kind of dark navy blue, and the lightning bolt is yellow, it's maize. You might have to do that. You might have to do that.
If I have to do that, then I'm fine with it. But if it's anything Michigan, I can't do it.
Okay. So have you reached out to Micah, anybody in the Penn State community to just kick the tires on what it's going to be like to be a pro, anything like that, Joey?
Yeah, I talk to them constantly. There's a couple of great guys that came through Penn State that's in the league right now. I talked to Han, Tariq Castro-Fields, Micah, Jesse Lucchetta, just some of those guys that took me under their wing when I first got here. So, yeah, I talk to them kind of like every day.
What's your favorite Micah Parsons story? Do you have one?
Favorite Michael Parsons story. That dude's a wild guy. So there's a lot of stories about him. I'll just say the first day I got here, he had a dog, and the dog was vicious. I mean, like, nobody could be around this dog but him. And I'm at his house, and I'm playing Madden, I'm about to win the game, and he got so mad that he sticked his dog on me to where I couldn't even kick the field goal to win the game, and I end up losing.
What?
And that's what I'm like, this dude is crazy.
What do you mean he sicked his dog on you? What? What are you talking about? What was the dog's name? Do you remember?
I think Brutus. Okay. That was his dog name.
Okay, Brutus.
It was a wild name, and he just started whispering in his ear, and his Brutus just looked at me, and he started growling and stuff. And I'm like, get your dog, man. Like,
so you lost that particular Madden contest, is what you're saying.
I did.
All right.
I did.
Well, let's just maybe get it done one more time, but let's do it fair and square. No Brutus, no nothing. You just try and kick a field goal, and you'll beat Micah Parsons. But
he doesn't want to do that because he knows I'm better than him in Madden. That's a conversation for another day.
Joey Porter. So you're Joey, and he's the Jeremy Stevens of this situation. Joey, and he's the Jeremy Stevens of this situation.
Pretty much.
Oh, got
I'm
it.
Here, and he's down there.
That's right. You know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you guys, that's what he did. He went Joey, and he put his hand all the way up in the air, and Jeremy, like as low as it possibly could. Joey, oh, my gosh. So you've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Send my best to your dad. I do hope to see you in Kansas City, and then let's chat when you land somewhere. I'd love to continue our conversation and keep following you. Thanks for the time.
Definitely.
Thanks for the time. You got it. Congratulations in advance of your dream coming true for your own right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Joey Porter Jr. of Penn State University and soon to be of the National Football League here on the Rich Eisen Show. Guys, I'm telling you, you were part of that crew back in the day in 2006, calendar year 2005 season.
Yep.
And it was all about Jerome. It was all about Bettis, who fumbled, if you recall, in the playoff game in Indianapolis. Yeah. And if it wasn't for Ben Roethlisberger's tackling ability,
yeah.
Right?
Throws his leg out and trips the guy.
If
locked.
Okay. And then I think, did the idiot kicker miss? Was that the idiot kicker? Was that Mike Vanderjagt? Was that a different year?
That was not that. Was a different year.
Okay. Pardon me. I just like saying the words idiot kicker.
Yep.
All right. So the Steelers make it. And if you recall, they all came off the plane wearing Bettis's Notre Dame jersey, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Throwbacks.
And it was all about Jerome. Mm. He's coming home. He's retiring. He's out. And it's all about Jerome, and the upstart Seahawks are coming in with Sean Alexander, Matthew Hasselbeck, Mike Holmgren's taking another team to the Super Bowl. I believe he was at the time joining Parcells as the only coach to take multiple teams to a Super Bowl. Might be wrong on that. But there he was. It was all about that. And Joey Porter, we're just all like, okay, Jerome this, Jerome that, Jerome that, Jerome this. What else are we going to talk about? I guess talk about Sean Alexander and that stout Seattle running game. We could talk about Mike Holmgren back, right? Talk about Ben Roethlisberger and his ascending career in year two after that incredible rookie season. And then Joey Porter started talking. Oh, my gosh. Lighting up, of all people, Jeremy Stevens, the tight end who was very brash. And we all know, if you Google up everything else that went on in his life after. But my gosh.
And Porter was given like a gag order before the game by the Steelers because they knew he was going to say something wild. And then Stevens made his comments in that fiber call. It was
they
on
go
after
off.
That.
It was off. Yeah. And he would say, he was just in response to, you know, Jeremy Stevens said this, Joey, like when, and he goes, he just lit him up, talked about how there's, who is he?
Yeah.
And there's Joey, and he put one arm up in the air, and there's Jeremy. Joey, Jeremy. And then I think we reached out for Porter to show up on NFL Total Access at the Super Bowl down at the convention center when. Mm. And if I recall, he showed. And he just went in, he went in all in again. And there was a new analyst on the set wondering, what the hell am I doing sitting here in the middle of all this craziness? And his name was Steve Mariucci.
One of the greatest sports moments ever is Jerome leading the Steelers out of the tunnel. Because they told him they were going to let him lead, and he ran out and the whole team stayed back. And he turns and just gives out this scream, and it. gives you goosebumps.
And then the next year, the Steelers opened the season at home, and Bettis was there. And I remember we were there as well at NFL Network, part of opening night. That was way back in the day when we would show up to opening night events and treat it hugely for our network, even though it wasn't our game. He showed up in a bus. There was a yellow school bus that brought him onto the field. Place went nuts. Terrible towels everywhere. I'm getting goosebumps just remembering it. And I remember it because it was one of the few times that I was in Pittsburgh to this day where I wasn't freezing my absolute you-know-what off. It's a beautiful September
Pittsburgh
night.
Pittsburgh loved Jerome Bettis, man.
Huge night. And Joey Porter Jr. is now in the league. And Mike Tomlin's interviewing him. Hey.
He's like, how many times have I met him, officially or unofficially?
Honestly, he's like grown up with his kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's Joey Porter Jr. You don't have to do any character test on him.
You think there's any chance?
It is. Oh, yeah.
Steelers, by the Steelers in the draft?
Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh is drafting, let me get it right here, 17.
You think there's any chance he slides by them?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he goes past 17. By the way, you know who would love that is Detroit at 18. He's long. When I saw him in person at the combine, I'm like, whoa, he's exactly the type of long corner. If you're into the long corners, mm-hmm. I think the whole league is, he's one of them, man.
He's a banger too, man.
So let's take a break. Where is Anthony Richardson today? We know. And then his whereabouts throughout the rest of the week may inform how this draft goes 3 weeks from last night. Love talking Anthony Richardson. That's next. And Chris Brockman with a Masters leaderboard update. Mike, get your new...
We're ready.
Produced music ready.
Oh, Mikey.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up next. Don't miss it. Russell Crowe also still to come. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on this program. So Brooks Koepka just had a meaty par putt on 17, and he completed it, and he heads to 18. 12 under par, three-shot lead on Jason Day with, I guess, inclement weather coming before, just as we go off the air today, right, Chris?
The bad weather is going to start about, anywhere from 3 to 5 Eastern.
I don't know. It looks very nice.
Heavy rain.
I mean, it looks beautiful right now.
Right now, 81 degrees in Augusta, Georgia right now.
All right.
Going to get down to 50 tomorrow.
Okay. Makes sense. And John Rahm is about to tee off?
John Rahm tees off in about a half hour.
And Victor Hovland?
In about 10 minutes.
In about 10 minutes. Here we go.
With Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Tiger Woods.
Sitting right on the cut line. Cut line's looking at +2 currently.
Okay, so here's how we're rolling the rest of the day. Top of hour two. A baseball version of what's more likely. All right, Russell Crowe, top of hour three, we say hello to Jason Kelce and finish the damn show with him. And we've got a football version of what's more likely with him, which is great because it's going to be kind of like we'll do our own version of broadcast boot camp where the guys who were invited to NFL Network this week, put through the paces. They did, you know, podcasts. They did everything. Did fake play-by-play or fake, you know, analysis. Not for real, but they, you know, did it on tape and things like that. We'll put them through the paces. We'll make, okay, you're an analyst. Here we go. What's more likely? And you got to give him the same treatment, Chris.
I'm guessing he'll be better at playing the game than you are.
Okay, great. I'll take it. Sorry. It's aggressive. It's okay. Sorry. I understand.
Well, Rich, but at the end, Rich Mike, is leading the Masters pool, and I'm a little angry.
At the end, Mike.
Yeah.
Weather report for the weekend for the Masters.
Oh, I would have brought my Masters hat. You should have told him.
You can't. I don't know if you can do that.
Masters hat? What does that mean?
It's funny.
I have like four or five.
Well, because the Masters, music, we're not allowed to play.
I know, but I can wear the hat.
I was told by Sean Mitchell, me reading the lyrics to Augusta is akin to playing the music.
Nah, is it really?
That, yes. Oof. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, happy birthday. I know you can't.
I don't know. You don't want to mess with the brother, or the cousin of Kenny Loggins. He'll come sue you if you're going to start reading the lyrics of his song for called Augusta.
Hey, Ridge, you're down the highway.
All
yeah,
right.
You're going to the danger zone.
So for the Masters update that we're going to get from Chris, you grabbed music yesterday.
Yeah, I got new music.
That we were allowed to play.
Yes.
That we rejected because you said it was too fast, Chris, right?
Too fast.
So instead of him finding music that would be similar to that's slower.
We re-recorded.
You went home, re-recorded it, and slowed it down yourself.
Yeah, we got the technology.
I mean, Do you have yesterday's version ready?
I can only play one version. I don't have yesterday's version.
Okay.
I got rid of it because you didn't want it.
He got rid of it. Like it doesn't exist. Like exactly. Kaiser Soze, poof, it's gone.
Hang on, let me see if I can.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Delete it from the
Well, because if we're about to play the slower music, I'd want folks to compare it to.
I got the.
Okay, this was yesterday. You thought this is too fast, Chris.
A little too fast. When you play the Augusta music, it's a little too fast.
Not your kind of tempo, to use the phrase that once won J.K. Simmons an Oscar.
Correct.
Now you got the new version?
Yeah, but at first.
You slowed it down? The birds?
The birds.
Okay, good. All right. All right. All right.
Stop. Seriously, you guys are going
to
sing
this. Doesn't
your own
sound
music.
Weird to you?
It does sound like
because you see the other
down.
Song.
No,
that's
it's,
it.
Now it sounds too sad, but all right, lower it, please. All right, well, give me the top 10 in the leaderboard. What's going on with Tiger, for instance?
Tiger is about to tee off. Tiger is in the 12:54 local time.
Yes.
Group with Victor Hovland and Xander Schauffele, so they're getting ready to take to number 1 right now. Victor Hovland is tied for third with John Rahm, who tees off, like we said, in about a half hour. Now, Ridge, one of the big stories of the day is the amateur Sam Bennett. This dude is on fire, currently solo fifth at 6 under with birdies on 8 and 9 as he makes the turn in the Max Homa group. A great story there, the kid out of Texas A&M.
Yeah, we'll tell that later. I look forward to
Colin
telling that
Morikawa story later. Colin Morikawa is 2 under. He is tied for sixth with Sam Burns and Jordan Spieth. Cam Young tees off in about a half hour. He's with John Rahm. Gary Woodland's even on the day. Justin Rose, 1 under in a big group at 4 under with Shane Lowry. Xander Schauffele tees off in a minute with Tiger Woods.
Adam Scott
in the group right after them. But your leader, Brooks Koepka, is in the fairway on 18. He is 5 under today. Birdies on 2, 13, 15, an eagle on 8. Your leader, Brooks Koepka.
And that was very very Jim Rome-like at the end there, right there, bud.
Jason Day also 4 under.
Phil is 3 under and on 17. So unless there's a huge blow-up, he is going to make the cut.
Yeah.
And Phil's had a great day. Phil has 4 birdies on the day, did double number 6. Yeah, but birdies on 12. 13, both par 5s, and birdie on 1, which is one of the hardest holes traditionally.
Okay, man. There you go. Well done. And scene.
Rory McIlroy, Rich, really struggling. 4 over on his round today.
Bummer, man.
As he makes the turn, needs to get under that cut line of +2 to play the weekend. One of the big favorites heading into this tournament.
So we are 20 days away from the NFL draft. And again, it's a CJ Stroud world. With all due respect to Joey Porter Jr., just hung up with him. The Carolina Panthers having him in. I guess that's just a what for the so they could trade up to go see him.
Sure.
In a Panther uniform, back into the first round. I don't know, but the Carolina Panthers are going to choose C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. And 20 days from the draft, it sure looks like it's still C.J. Stroud. And then Bryce Young goes two, and then it's three. And what happens with Anthony Richardson? Could the Texans just shock everybody and go take Anthony
Richardson?
What if
the Panthers shock everybody?
Well, that would just be what we call earth-shattering. Where is Anthony Richardson today? Where is he today? Cameron Wolf, my colleague from the NFL Network. He's with the Raiders today.
Raiders?
He's with the Panthers over the weekend. And then he visits the Colts next week. And then he's scheduled to visit the Titans, Falcons, and Ravens in that order. And let's linger on the last two. What's up with the Falcons seeing him? Now, the Belichick way of doing things is you meet with all these kids now because you never know when you're going to see him against you when you don't take him. He loves, and because you find out what they like, what they dislike, get on the board. What, you know, what's the one thing that you think bothers you or what have you? Tell us something like self-scout. What do you need to work on? So you know that if you face the kid in the fall or the following fall. It's basic. But if the Ravens, we just had Arthur Smith say it's Desmond Ritter's world. Of course we talked about Lamar, but he's really expensive. Now, Anthony Richardson doesn't cost you anything. And I guess if he drops to eight, Desmond Ritter, see ya. In the same way that I said if Richardson drops to 13 and the Jets haven't made a trade with the Packers yet, guess what? Green Bay, welcome to your $60 million a year quarterback who doesn't want to play for you. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, correct. Correct. Talk about quick pivot. And then the Ravens wanting to see Anthony Richardson is absolutely a message to wherever Lamar is and absolutely a brilliant way to figure out what if we have such a problem with Lamar? What do we do? Because you could also get Anthony Richardson on the spot. You get him there. You trade up to go get him. What do you care if you trade a first round to go get him? Because you might get a first rounder and or two back for Lamar. The ones you give up to maybe go get Anthony Richardson are the ones that you can get you can replenish. Lamar signs an offer sheet with somebody. These are all the moves that you make just in case these things happen. And plus, you get to meet a kid in Anthony Richardson that you may face sometime in the fall. The games that they're playing right now. Certainly, if Anthony Richardson is going to go visit Baltimore, he's going to be like, really? What do we have to talk about? But he's going because you never know. Could he be the guy? Lamar out, Anthony Richardson in. Sorry, Tyler Huntley. In the same way that somehow, some way, Anthony Richardson drops down to eight to Atlanta, they don't pivot on Desmond Ritter? Oh, I think they do. Or if they drop and the Falcons just have to flip one just to go get him, do they pivot on Desmond Ritter and surprise everybody on draft night? If they fall in love with him and they see him, they're close enough. That's hailing distance, eight. Somebody went from nine up to one. God, I love this draft. I love this draft. It's really fascinating. And Richardson's one of the most fascinating figures in the draft in quite some time. Jason Kelce, hour three. Russell Crowe, hour two. What's more likely? Football and baseball still to come here on this fun Friday on a Masters weekend.
The Raiders have been everywhere on these quarterbacks, right? What if Richardson falls? He's there at six. Falcons jump to six. Jump the Raiders.
Yeah, Detroit would move down two spots. Detroit would move down two spots.
I'm ready for everything. Well,
unless they see Richardson at six and they're like, because again, the idea is that he doesn't start this year.
Right.
Uh-huh. I don't know if he'd get past Seattle at five.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, because they've already met. Richardson is a fascinating, fascinating drafty. Because he could go 1-2. He could go 1 also. And he could drop. And then there's Will Levis. And Young versus Stroud and that decision and how long that will linger and how quarterbacks are always attached at the hip. And I just counsel everybody, please tell us nothing. Let's go into Thursday night 20 days from now completely clueless. I would love it. Wouldn't that be great? You'd watch.
It would be great.
Everyone will watch.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
And then who trades up back into the first round for somebody?
Yep. I mean, we're going to watch regardless, but
no,
it would
be
much
better. I want to cast the widest net possible. All right. Tiger Woods is teeing off at Augusta for round 2. We'll be all over that over the next hour as well.